Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. The defendants, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, the worst and most selfish opposition leader in the entire Africa, Alhaji Osman Fode Yansane, the similarly ascribed Secretary General, and the All People's Congress as currently hijacked, have all been immediately restrained from undertaking a lot of party activities. The injunction restrains them, whether by themselves, servants, agents, privies, workmen, officials, associates or howsoever called, from holding any conference, convention, meeting, rally or from taking part or organizing any such conference, convention, meeting or rally geared towards nominating, proposing, selecting or electing any delegates and or candidates into the party executive for the day-to-day running of the party, pending the hearing and determination of this application or further order of this court. Ladies and gentlemen, this injunction is even worse than the one secured by the NRM last year. And my understanding is that an avalanche of more and more court cases from various other directions are on their way against the failed opposition leader Ernest Bai Koroma. His handyman Osman Yansane and the APC is presently constituted after being hijacked. Crying unamused, the saddest part is that this state of suspension of the APC is actually what the first two defendants want to happen. To my mind, the first two defendants, Ernest Koroma and Osman Yansane, plus many others inside our party's executive infrastructure, actually want the APC to remain in perpetual state of suspension until we get to and beyond the 2022-2023 elections. I am categorical on this. I have carefully studied the actions of these particular two men and many of the others in their hijacked APC executive infrastructure, and I am firmly convinced on this in my mind. I can be freely quoted. Comrade Dr. Sylvia Olayinka Blyden OOR. An upstanding and proud APC party member. Click here to bookmark this. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.